you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even the rocks and the trees sing out and give praises to the Lord our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And especially let everything that has breath praise His name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God is good?
All the time.
All the time?
God is good.
How many really believe that?
I do.
What about the rest of you? Stick around a while. You'll see. This is good. This morning, as we have our testimonies and praise reports, I would ask that because we have a guest speaker this morning, that your testimonies are brief and to the point, but glorify the Lord, because Dave is here from the Gideons. The next time you go to a motel or a hotel and maybe you're ready to check out, and I don't mean at the counter downstairs, pick up that little book that's beside your bed in the bedside table, and you can be thankful for the organization that makes sure those Bibles are there. And David represents the Gideons, and he comes every 3 or 4 years and brings us updates and testimonies, and so I want to give him more time to make his presentation as well. So I'll just zip it, and who has a testimony this morning? Oh, I see several. Emily? Oh, going to be a while, Dave. Here we go. That's going in my suitcase to take over to Pastor Sherrard and his family in India in October. And the cool season will be coming where it only gets up to 85. But it'll feel cold to them. And I know they'll appreciate that because they know that it came from the love in your hearts. And that's the most important. We all set on testimonies? I have just a couple brief announcements. One is in the new bulletins for August, you'll find the dates of the Jesus is Lord. We will not meet here in this building on that Sunday. We're going to have an outdoor morning service up on the field at Mountain Man's Field. So some of you won't have to drive as far. That'll be nice. But please help get the word out if you know people that aren't here today that don't know. It's on our website, but it's also in the new bulletins, the location. But remind each other, too, because in 2 weeks, if you show up and there's nobody here, the rapture didn't happen. We're in Chester. You didn't get left behind. The second announcement is, if you would like to have your names, addresses, birthdays, phone numbers, or emails posted in the church directory, please get that information to me. I got to make some more, and if you have changes since the last directory was made, get those to me too, because I'd like to print some more up within a week so that you all can stay in touch with each other and send birthday cards or whatever. So that would be very helpful, because if I print the book and it's got your phone number that you just changed, I'm sorry. So keep that in mind. Opening scripture this morning in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Your testimonies absolutely reflect verses of scripture like this. Ephesians 3:20 says now. That's important. Say now. Now that God is always now. God is. Faith is. Now faith is. Everything with God is now. Why? Because he's omnipresent by his Spirit all the time. He doesn't come and go like Casper the Friendly Ghost. He's here and he stays with us by his Spirit. So now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Last week when we sang this praise song, Show Us Your Power, and I made a comment about when we ask God to show us his power, where do you think we're going to see that power manifest? That's right. It's going to happen through people, because that's the way God's body works. But it says, unto him that is able, whatever your situation. Peggy's waiting for a car to drop out of heaven like manna. Hey, don't laugh. It could be. She'll wake up one morning and there it'll be in the driveway. Boom, there's a car. You that are praying for your husband or your wives or your kids and whatever expectations you have in life concerning people, God is able to change what's going on and make it right. Whatever you're believing for in your ministries, dare to believe God. God is able to do abundantly, exceedingly beyond anything you can ask or imagine. And I have a huge imagination. Very vivid for some of you that know me. And God is able to do even more than the things that I can imagine. So today, whatever you've released your faith for, I would say, keep your hoper filled. Because your hoper is where your hopes are. And keep it filled. And never, never give up. Don't quit. Be persistent. Hang in there. 8 years a guitar shows up. Imagine that. You know, that might sound like a trivial thing, but when it's something dear to your heart and very precious and special, that shows you the depth that God will go to bless you and to show his kindness and his favor to you and his wonderful provision. For your children, your grandbabies, great-grandbabies, grandmas, grandpas, the church, your finances, your work, all of those things that are a part of our daily life, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or imagine, according to the power that works in us. In other words, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to cause those things to manifest eventually if you don't quit and give up. In verse 21 says, unto him, here's where you go, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Everything that God does is worthy of praise and giving him glory and thanksgiving. All those things that you testified of this morning prove that this scripture is absolutely real and that God keeps every one of his promises. And he doesn't tell us things and then he doesn't come through. My Bible says that all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. That tells me that God has everything settled very nicely. So don't worry and be happy.
Amen.
And this morning, take a few minutes and greet each other and meet David. Some of you know David from being here before. And then we will have praise and worship. And then David will come up and bring the message God's put on his heart.
It's my joy and privilege to introduce to you Dave Gunning from the Gideons. If you didn't get a chance to meet him at Huggy Break, here he is again, Dave.
There you go. Thank you very much.
I'll just kill myself. That's what a young lawyer said. In a motel room, Mexico City. He'd contracted a disease that was going to paralyze his extremities. And he saw his career was going over the hill. He just couldn't stand to live. And he was going to kill himself. He went in a motel room. And in that motel room in Santa Cruz, instead, he found a very, very special book. And in that book, he found his hope for tomorrow. He found the God that would lead him no matter what he had to go through and give him the comfort he needed. He took the Bible with him, found his way to a church, and today he is serving the Lord. Because the Word of God was there. God's always there, but the Word of God was there to connect people to the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what the Gideons do. We just spread the word of God everywhere. Gideons are not preachers. That's Pastor Blaisdell's job. We're not even full-time. We all have day jobs. We're just the Johnny Appleseeds of the ministry. We just spread God's words everywhere we can. We spread God's word in 193 countries around the world. We print God's word in 93 different languages. And as you've seen me before, I was here 4 or 5 years ago, and as you recall, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what the Gideons do and a whole lot about what the Lord is doing to change people's lives with his word. That's what you're going to hear live today. He's changed lives. You know me, some of you. I used to live in Springfield over here. I used to have a machine shop. The Gideons give it in their spare time. When you are in a motel room, first thing I do is I look for the Bible. That's what you should do too. Okay? It's usually in a drawer somewhere in the end table. Please do me a favor. Take it out and put it up on top. Just want to be sure to see it. Please do that next time you're in a motel room. And if you don't find it, call the desk and say, hey, where's the Bible? It's a ministry. The husbands and wives work together. You have to be sort of like a businessman or professional person so that you can do it. That is, so you can take off in the middle of the day and nobody's going to notice. But you'd be able to talk with motel managers and school people and so forth. And we work together with the local churches, okay? We do the legwork. We get the Bibles printed. You folks, through your offerings, by the way, there'd be a basket in the back, you furnish the Bibles, but who does the work? God does the work. Right. Being businessmen, we're very careful with the money. We can print that for $4.50. Right? We can print that for $1.50. Right? And, but I say, we just spread out. The Lord does the work. Here's a verse that ties it all together. You know this verse in 1 Corinthians. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Right? For we are laborers together with God. So it's not just the Gideons putting Bibles out. It's the ministry for the Lord. The local churches in partnership with the Gideons facilitating, if you want to use a business term, facilitating spreading the word of God so that God can call his people home to be with him. I'm going to share with you some of the many places that we put the Bibles. And I'm going to share a lot of these testimonies. I'm not going to pretend to have them all memorized because it would be more important for you to hear the accurate testimony. So forgive me, I'm going to read them. If I memorized them, you wouldn't be accurate. It would be me just kind of plagiarizing. This is from a motel. This is what it's all about. I said we're in a lot of countries, right? A lot of languages. He found the verse in Polish. I came to the United States from Poland back in 1989 and began to work as a building subcontractor. Very often I worked away from home and spent my nights in hotels and motels. One day I found the Bible in my room and opened it. It was in English, but I didn't know the language because he was Polish. But he continued to turn the pages. I found a page with a verse written in several different languages. I hope you're curious by now. Next time you're in a motel, open this up in the front. Besides all the helps, whatever's on your mind, there's an answer for it. You will find John 3:16 written in a whole bunch of different languages. There's the reason that that's there. He was just thumbing through there, and he found this verse in Polish. The verse is John 3:16, and it immediately drew my attention and remained in my memory. I found a Polish Bible in a bookstore in Chicago and began to read it, at first with a cigarette in my mouth, a bottle of beer beside me, and my feet on the coffee table. As I read, the Word of God began to speak to me. I started to realize who God was, and humbleness entered my heart. My feet went under the table. I stopped drinking the beer and smoking, at least while I was reading the Bible. My wife and I began attending a Bible study at a home in Chicago, and soon we both realized we needed to open our hearts to Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. This all began with John 3:16 in a hotel Bible placed by the Gideons and the fact that it was there and the verse in Polish. By the way, I am a Gideon now, and it is a blessing to be engaged in this wonderful ministry. So, somebody put $4.50 on the plate, some Gideon put it there, and a life was changed. That's what it's all about. And he took the Bible. Often they take them with them. That's great. We go back and replace them. found his way to a local church. It might be your church. We have Bibles in the Holiday Inn Express up here in Springfield Exit and almost all the other motels around. What's the one right down here in Rockingham? The Everyday Inn? I was just there and replaced every single Bible this last month. Someone traveling or someone local might have the same experience and might come to this church the next week or the next month, and through your help might come to know the Lord. So it all works together. We're glad you're partners with Gideon's. We're working in this ministry together. Let's see what else we're doing. Schools and colleges. Stevens High School in Claremont. Every couple years, we pass them out on the sidewalk, several hundred. Schools and colleges, we have little ones. There's the New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. In very fine print, but the helps are in the front, and they get to, you know, take them home. They don't always come to know the Lord that day or that week or that year, but you know what? They seldom throw them away. It ends up in a foot locker or a desk drawer or somewhere, and years later, they stumble across it. When you give this to a school student on the sidewalk, probably he thinks everything's going fine in his life. Maybe not, but there's going to come a point in time in his life when he needs what only the Lord can give him. And that's when he's going to run across to God's Word. It's always going to be there. Ludlow, Black River High School, we give them out the baccalaureate up there. Newport High School, we give them out at the baccalaureate. Dartmouth College, every fall we're up there. Last October, we gave out over 300 copies of God's Word. And I say the we lately. God allowed us to give out 300 copies. And that's fun. You know, I've always been in sales all my career, but to give something away free is always a lot of fun. But it's fun on campus. Most people will politely say no, thank you. 50% of them will say, I've got one, because it's a four-year school and we're there every year. And some people say, hey, yeah, that's neat. What really tickled my heart this last fall, at least two different people said, nah, and they kept on walking. And then they turned around and they came back. Said, you know, I think I would like one. That's the Holy Spirit working. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here's a story from college. In December, I was an 18-year-old student at Suriati College in Norwalk, California. Sitting near the snack bar one rainy afternoon, I was fretting over an upcoming final exam. The last thing on my mind was the small New Testament given to me that day by a Gideon. Like that one. But out of respect for books, I held on to it. To make a long story short, I came to know the Lord a couple years later, started teaching the Word, and became a pastor. The seed scattered by that Gideon has borne good fruit and will last forever. Thank you. Praise God. And may He continue to prosper in you. What the Lord can do with copies of His Word. People come to know the Lord by one-on-one witnessing, as we all try to do. They come to the Lord by hearing a pastor, hearing an evangelist on the radio, many, many ways. But all it takes is a person and God and His Word in between, right? And the Holy Spirit does the rest. Does a lot of it. I told you this story 4 years ago. Probably you don't remember. When I passed him out on the sidewalk at Stevens High School in Claremont, one kid took one, and he came back later. He said, Mister, could I have one for my mom? And brought tears to my eyes. And the one in Newport, someone said, hey, could I have one for my girlfriend? You know, God's Word is the most valuable thing that a person could have. Here's another one from college. Not a mistake after all, it says. It relates to a person giving, like I'm giving this message right now, and I'm visiting you afterwards. Often someone comes up afterwards and tells a story like this, and you might have some too, as I meet you afterwards. So after I finished the Gideon presentation at Main Street United Methodist Church, several people stopped to ask questions or share a thought with me. The last one to speak to me was a plain-dressed young man, probably in his mid-20s. He said, I want you to know that one of your Gideon testaments changed my life. Praise the Lord. That's why we gave it out. He went on to explain that a few months before, he had been in the vicinity of the University of South Carolina campus on a day that the Gideons were making a university distribution. Mistaking him for a student, the Gideon gave him a testament. Oh, my God. He wasn't a student. He shouldn't have given him one. Mistaking him for a student, he gave him one. which he accepted. The young man then told me, I thought it was really funny, because at that time I was a hopeless, homeless alcoholic. The Holy Spirit knows. He continued, relating that since he had nothing better to do at that time, he began to read the New Testament, but it raised questions in his mind about what he was reading. Finally, he came to the Main Street United Methodist Church and spoke to the pastor. It might have been just church. The Lord leads people through his word. It might have been Renew Life in Jesus that he came to. He asked his questions, received answers, and returned for many such meetings. The pastor invited him to a Sunday school and church services, which he began to attend. He finished his story by telling me that he had accepted Christ as his Savior. He got sober, too, through attending Alcoholics Anonymous, and now at a full-time job. He assured me that he knew his circumstances would continue to improve because his whole life had been changed, all through receiving a copy of the Gideon Testament. All through receiving a copy of God's Word. That's what it's about, right? Lives are completely changed. Not just got better. Lives are completely changed. Credit to the Holy Spirit. Hospitals. Large print, soft cover, New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs, hospitals and nursing homes. Years ago, used to have them in every room in the hospital. But now they have to take them out because they clean everything out and throw it away. We can't afford to have them throw it away every time. But they're in the lobbies, right? And I've just updated the nursing homes around here and make sure they all have. Because they go home. Motels, they go home because people take them. And that's good. We replace them. Nursing homes, they go home because the person goes home. And we replace them. But in hospitals, too. They large print. And we have them in the waiting rooms, the rest areas. And they're so welcome. You know, we all have Bibles in our house. Of course, we're Christians, we do anyway. People who never darken the doors of a church, every American, I'll betcha, has a Bible somewhere in their house. They may never have looked at it. It may be covered with dust, but the Bible somewhere. Right? And when things are going fine, they don't see any reason to open it. You know, a non-Christian, things are going well. And why should I open the Bible? But you know, when you're in a hospital, things aren't going so well or you wouldn't be there. And they're a lot more open to God's word. Same thing, I'm going to tell you in a few minutes, we put them in jails. Things aren't going too well for those people either. And they've got time on their hands. So again, Johnny Appleseeds, we get the word of God where it's needed. When things aren't going well, they're a lot more open to the word of God. Springfield Hospital, yeah, Claremont. Sullivan County Nursing Home. A Woodlawn Nursing Home. We also give them out fair. I missed the fair this year. Any of you ever go to the Windsor County Agricultural Fair up in Eureka Street in Springfield? We try to have a table up there. I missed it this year because it was in July and we had to be somewhere else. But here's a story from a typical fair. We always get on the Hopkinton Fair. We're from a fair. It says, amazed by the New Testament. I would like to thank you. A year ago, I didn't really believe in God or Jesus. I was attending our county fair when a stranger at the Gideon booth gave me a copy of a New Testament. And he witnessed to me. That's part of our job, too. Later, when I got bored, I remembered the little testament in my pocket. I took it out and started to read it and was amazed at what was in it. I felt compelled to find out more. I started going to church. And soon my whole family followed. Now we are involved in our church and have found Christ. That copy of the New Testament stays with me almost all the time. And has a very special place in my heart. I'd like to thank you for introducing me to Jesus Christ. Nothing I can add to that, but praise the Lord. Through his word. Prisons. I mentioned they built a new prison up here in Springfield, Exit 7. And we go there about once or twice a year. And give out a couple hundred. Again, there's people who got a lot of time on their hands. And things aren't going too good. Right? And they all take one. We go out with the box, they all take one. Cell by cell, or if they're in the center room playing cards or doing their puzzles, whatever they do. And some of them take them right away. We just kind of hang around the room. They're in like cell blocks. It's kind of an open area. And we just wait around. Pretty soon, they all take them. Funny thing, though, or not too funny, if they ask for one for the roommate, we give it to them sometimes. If they ask for a couple of them, we don't. Guess what we learned? Their pages are just the right size to roll up and make cigarettes out of. And they get plenty of dope in jail. There's another story how they get plenty of dope to make marijuana cigarettes, so we don't give them more than one. But they get the copy of God's Word, too, and they have plenty of time to look at it. I don't know if I have a story from jail or not. Yeah, here's one. It's not from this jail, but it's the same God, the same lost souls, right? Something was different. I was sent to jail. My lawyer told me the least amount of time I'd get was 7 to 14 years. He's got a lot of time to read the Bible because of my record. A couple of weeks later, I was given a New Testament by the Gideons, and after I read it, I gave my life, my will and my life over to Jesus Christ. I knew something inside of me was different, and my life changed immediately. We know what that is, right? My life changed immediately. I knew that God loved me and wouldn't give me something I couldn't handle. When I went to court, I was sentenced to only 2 years. No one in the courtroom could believe it. I told them that God works in mysterious ways. I'm getting out soon, and I wanted to take the opportunity to thank you for giving out those little miracles. I hope my story will encourage someone to read God's Word. God's in the life-changing business. So, well, a little part that we do. Here's something, reminder. In the back corner, see the rack on the wall up there? Got these cards in it? Every couple years I've come and remind you what they are. These are cards that you want to send out to someone, in recognition cards, someone got a promotion, a birthday, a holiday, all kinds of cards. In memory cards, right, for a funeral, we call it the Living Memorial Bible Plan. When you go to a funeral, everybody gives flowers. That's very nice. What happens to the flowers after about a week? They die too. We call it the Living Memorial Bible Plan because God's Word goes on forever. So when you want to do something really, really special, besides the flowers, instead of flowers, take it in memory card and send it. Cards are free, okay? In memory card, you send this to your loved one and you say, in memory of your father, whatever, so-and-so, I am donating X number of Bibles. Don't tell them how much money, just how many Bibles you're donating. And it tells right here, these Bibles go out in a motel somewhere and you write your own words in there, okay? They're beautiful cards, choice of different colors. I can guarantee you will get a letter or phone call back that says you donated Bibles in my husband's or somebody's memory meant more to me than all those flowers. I guarantee you'll get thank you. That's what those cards are for. See, the cards are free. Inside is a little envelope that's addressed to RPO Box in Claremont. You put your check in there. Don't worry about it. It tells how much the Bibles cost, but don't worry about that. Just however much you want to give, okay? If you want to give 4 Bibles or 10 Bibles, we get a lot of checks for $50, okay? Whatever you want to give, they'll never know. This will come to our P.O. box. The person will get this card with your note in it, and boy, will they thank you. So there's 3 different kinds of cards. Avail yourself of them. I think the modern ones might even have a way to use credit card. I don't know. But it's a way to do something really, really special. I always get thank yous back. Promotion. Graduation, wedding, anniversary, birthday, Christmas, any occasion. Use them and spread God's word. Overseas, hotels, motels, Hartness House, where else can we spread God's word? Here's one that's not even on the list. I got a list of all the places we put Bibles, and there's some that always come through that aren't on the list. You know, they can't come to know the Lord if they're not doing it our way, how can they? This is very strange, but they're all coming to know the Lord. My name is Justin Dirks, and I own a small auto repair shop. Sometimes when people drop off their cars to be repaired, the cost is more than they can afford, and they just leave the cars with me to get rid of. I think I've been there. I always knew about God. Let me change the way he says it. I always knew about God, but never really knew God. until one day I was cleaning out an old abandoned car and found one of your little New Testaments in the seat on the car. After that day, and after I actually read God's word for the first time, something happened to me, something great. I found God, and I opened the door to let Jesus into my heart. My life was changed forever. Praise the Lord. Is there anything you can say to add to that? But praise the Lord. I just needed to let you know what your little book did for me, and I wanted to give you some money so that you can give more books out to help other people that need the Lord. About to finish up. Louis Memorial Bible Plan. Three ways that you can support the Gideon Ministry. You might be qualified to be a Gideon. If you're in any kind of a business capacity, talk to me. I'll leave my business card. You really, really, it's just rewarding to do God's work. We need prayer. Prayer for open doors. There's still a few motels that we're not welcome in. Right? We need prayer for open doors. Pray for your loved one, people that you know that are going to might be in a motel or a hotel, or someone you might know who's in jail or a nursing home. You can pray those people will find God's word. If you want to support the Gideon Ministry financially, don't give any money to pay our bills, okay? We're businessmen. We pay all of our own expenses. Now, if you want to provide Bibles, that's another story, okay? I'll be in the back with a basket, and if you've got a dollar and a half, that'll put a copy of God's Word in somebody's hand, somewhere in the world, okay? If you got $4.50... By the way, you go to the Bible bookstore, a really, really nice Bible is going to cost you about $20. If you got $4.50, that'll put this in a motel room. How many people might see that? A lot. How many in 1 year? 365? They last about 7 years before we recycle them. They get torn or tattered, stains on them. In a 7-year average life, about over 2,000 people can have access to God's Word for $4.50. So the basket's in the back. That's up to you. We'll do the work. We'll cover the expenses. However many Bibles you would like to put somewhere. And just because somebody always comes to me at the end and says, hey, I don't have my checkbook. I just happen to have a self-addressed stamped envelope already. Right? So how many Bibles would you like to put out there to change lives? We'll do it together, right? My closing verse. I'll bet you can guess what this verse is. The verse was used. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that wherein I sent it. It shall not return me void. Thank you very much for having me here today. Be glad to share and visit with you. I'll be standing by the plate with Reverend Blaisdell, and glad to talk. And I saved the very best for last. I saved the very best for last. This one's hard to keep my composure. Terry Hensley was a single mom in Billings, Montana. Working a full-time job. Single mom working a full-time job. Life was tough. She knew her life was meaningless and was spiraling downhill. When she looked in the mirror, all she saw was failure. She knew she had reached the bottom when she found herself sitting in a dark closet with a pistol, ready to end her life. In desperation, she cried out loud to God, if for some reason I should not end my life right here, right now, you need to do something. Just then, her son burst through the front door of their home, shouting, Mama, Mama, look what I have. Terry put her pistol away, composed herself as much as possible, and walked out to meet her son, who was waving a New Testament he had just received from the Gideons in school that day. Terry says that Gideon was listening and doing God's will, and he had no idea that a life was literally seconds away from eternity. That day, she and her son opened God's word together and began their journey of faith. Nothing to add to that, but praise the Lord. We're glad to visit with you in the back.
Depends on your perspective.